Exclusive. Arkansas Democrat challenging Senator Cotton paid same consulting firm used by Graham Platner. By Jasmine Jordan on May 29, 2026. Arkansas Democrat Hallie Schaffner's Senate campaign reported tens of thousands of dollars in payments to Good Influence. The Louisville-based digital and influencer firm also used by radical Maine Democrat Senate candidate Graham Platner, according to FECDATA. Federal Election Commission, FEC. Data provided to Breitbart News shows Hallie Schaffner for Arkansas made four 2025 payments to Good Influence for online consulting, totaling $47,500. The entries list Good Influence in Louisville, Kentucky, with payments of $10,000 on August 8, $12,500 on September 19, $12,500 on October 14, and $12,500 on November 12. The committee listed in the records is Hallie Schaffner for Arkansas, and the payee is identified as an organization. Schaffner is Arkansas's Democratic nominee challenging Senator Tom Cotton, RR. Though she has cast herself as politically independent and not much for political parties, she is running in a state President Donald Trump won by more than 30 points in 2024. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin exclusively told Breitbart News, "The fact that Graham Platner, who is a self-described communist and has denigrated African Americans and veterans, shares a campaign team with Hallie Schaffner is disappointing, but not surprising. They share the same values." Schaffner, for example, donated to Kamala Harris 25 times, worked with a group pushing radical transgender ideology for children, and fought to give taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. Hallie Schaffner doesn't share Arkansas values. Arkansas Secretary of State Cole Chester said in a statement to Breitbart News, "Arkansas is the most pro-life, family-values state in the country. Until Schaffner believes unborn children have the right to live, she will not have the support of Arkansans. Until she says that a man cannot become a woman, she will not have the support of Arkansans. It is as simple as that." Breitbart News previously reported that before running for Senate, Schaffner made repeated donations to Democrats, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, former President Joe Biden, and former Vice President Kamala Harris. The Republican Party of Arkansas said those donations showed Schaffner is dangerously out of touch with Arkansas, while State Party Communications Director Maya Harvey said Republicans plan to highlight what she called her radical anti-Trump, Democrats' first platform. Breitbart News also reported that Schaffner previously served as executive director of Seis Puentes, a Little Rock-based nonprofit, and told the Arkansas Times in 2012 that one of the group's goals was helping undocumented Hispanics navigate American systems and engage them in the process. The report also noted that Seis Puentes partnered with the city of North Little Rock to help illegal immigrants obtain valid photo ID, allowing them to more easily access public services. Secretary of State Jester criticized that record, saying, "I know a lot of farmers, but I don't know a single one with the free time to run a left-wing advocacy group supporting illegal aliens." He added, "My dad was a cattleman, and he would have called this an all-hat-and-no-cattle situation." The FEC payments connect Schaffner's campaign to the same digital and influencer firm used by Platner, one of the most radical Democratic Senate candidates in the country. The firm's role is notable because Platner has presented his campaign as grassroots, saying he did not need corporate PACs because he had a grassroots army, and later calling his Senate run the strongest grassroots campaign Maine has ever seen. The Washington Free Beacon reported that Platner paid Be a Good Influence LLC, commonly referred to as Good Influence, at least $36,437.94 since September for digital organizing, including a March 27 payment of $4,114. The report said that Good Influence describes its work as creator-led campaigns using a network of online messengers, bundling news and cause-focused online creators together rather than relying on a single influencer or content creator. Platner has faced months of backlash over a tattoo resembling Nazi imagery in past Reddit posts. He acknowledged on Pod Save America that the tattoo resembled the Totenkopf, said he got it while drunk in Croatia with fellow Marines, denied being a Nazi, and said he would not have gone through life with a tattoo had he known its significance. Breitbart News columnist John Nolte previously cited posts in which Plattner referred to himself as a communist, called police bastards, described white rural voters as racist and stupid, and questioned why women should take some responsibility for themselves and not get so fed up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to. Plattner later apologized for the posts and said he was confronting his past head-on. Plattner accused the federal government of having invaded our state to terrorize our communities, abduct our neighbors, and sow fear, all in the service of consolidating power. In another interview, Plattner said it is every American's duty to oppose the federal government and referred to dangerous, criminal illegal aliens as fellow Americans. Plattner has refused to apologize over a 2019 Reddit post about Purple Heart recipient Private First Class Ted Daniels, who was shot four times during a firefight with the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2012. Plattner wrote that Daniels did not deserve to live and survived only because of poor marksmanship on the Taliban's part, while later telling a reporter that any attempt to say he disrespected veterans was slanderous and offensive. Breitbart News also reported in May untrued Reddit posts reportedly from Plattner's since-deleted but archived P-Hustle account, which Plattner previously acknowledged was his. According to that report, one March 2017 post on Reddit's r/military forum said Plattner wrote that he still had to masturbate every time he sat in a porta-potty, while another 2021 post on Reddit's r/USMC forum described him praising a vulgar penis drawing he said he saw inside a porta-potty while deployed overseas. The report said the 2021 post appeared in a Reddit thread dedicated to global war on terrorism Dick Arden was accompanied by a photograph showing a smiling serviceman posing next to the graffiti.